Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Nun Vav, Chulin 56a, pagination is 111, starting from the new Mishnah on the third line. Ve'elu Tereifos Ba'of. This is a list of things that would make a bird, a Tereifa, non-kosher because of an ailment or the result of an attack. Nekuvas HaVeshet. If the esophagus, the food pipe, would be punctured. Upsukas hagargeres, or if there was a significant cut in the gargeres, the trachea, the windpipe. Now Rashi points out that this is a repeat of the behema, of the animal's guidelines. Why are we listing this again regarding the bird? And Rashi suggests, itzterich, we need this. De lo tema hoil v'chiyusa shal of lo nafish. One should not think that because the life of the bird is apparently less strong, da'akasha b'simen echad, because killing a bird only requires the cutting of one of the simanim, and you don't need both. So I would think that even a lesser degree of damage by the gargeres, by the trachea, the windpipe, I would think even a lesser degree of damage would already make it a trefa. So we're being told that it has the same guidelines as the animal. Continuing in the Mishnah, hiksa chulda al rosha, commonly translated as a weasel. If a weasel struck it on its head, now this striking is not with its claws, because then it would be a derusa clawed. It's talking about with its teeth. Makam sha'osa osa trefa, in a way that's going to make it a trefa. And we'll see in a moment, we're really concerned that the teeth went in and punctured the brain, and how we would check that. Nikav hakurkavan, if the gizzard has a hole in it. Nikvu hadakin, if the intestines have a hole in it, in them, that would also make it a terefa non-kosher. Let's skip to the Gemara about five lines later. Rav Shmuel v'Levi, a statement from Rav Shmuel and Levi, the Amri that they said, Machnas yado lifnim, you put your finger inside the bird's mouth, ubodik, and then by putting pressure up into the brain, you are able to see whether the puncture went through and damaged it in such a way as to make it a trefa. Imevatzveitz v'ole, if the brain material comes out, trefa. It's a trefa. Apparently, the teeth went in. V'imlav kshera. And if not, it didn't make the puncture that we're worried about. Asks the Gemara, Ha'nicha, I understand your method of checking, according to Lamanda Omar Adamanakev Karma Tata'a, that the inner membrane, the lower, would be punctured. So I understand exactly what you're doing, because if that inner membrane is punctured, indeed it's going to seep out when you put some pressure on it. Ala Lamanda Omar Inkiv Ila'a, Afagavda Lo Inkiv Tata'a. But there's an opinion that even if the upper area is punctured, even if the membrane directly over the brain mass is not punctured, it's already a trefa. All you're doing is putting pressure on what we might call the brain sac. That doesn't prove whether the outer area was or wasn't punctured. Mechush, we should be worried, Duma ila inkiv, the upper one is punctured, Tata lo inkiv, the lower one was not punctured, and therefore the brain mass is not seeping out because it's being held in the sac. But that doesn't mean that the outer thing was not punctured. What kind of check is this? Answers the Gemara, which is really the fundamental logic underlying the puncture of the upper layer, is Isa de Inkiv Ila'a, if indeed the upper one was damaged, Hato Agavrukhe Mifka Poka, the lower one, because it's so soft, would break open and it would seep out. And that's the basic logic according to this approach, that even the outer one, the upper layer punctured, would be enough to make a treifa, even though the lower is still holding things in place. That's precisely because the lower is not strong enough to hold it. And when you put this pressure on it, it indeed would cause the release of the brain mass. It would seep out and you would detect it. Okay, we'll stop there for now. Yeshe koach for joining.